Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Which is interesting because in your rant just now, you brought up my next guy. Now, if you're asking me, Paul, who's in my top five, this guy would be in my top five. Now, I know he won't make most people's top 15, but he makes mine. And this is my show, damn it, so I'm putting him in my list. Now, I'm about to date myself. Way back in the year 1985, I was in the eighth grade. I got my first record player for Christmas. With that record player, my mom gave me some 45 single. And I want to say it was a New Edition song, like Candy Girl or something. But I have an older brother who's 4.5 years older than me. And so, and that was my brother's senior year in high school. So I actually been in rap for a long time because, you know, little brother always listens to what big brother listens to, right? So Christmas night comes and my brother's best friend, Joe Burnett, the guy who actually taught me how to throw a curveball, he come over to the house with this album in his hand. We put that album on my brand new record player. Oh, I forgot it was the record player with the dual cassette on the bottom. After we played this record, you know we went straight to the store to buy a blank tape.
So you can record.
You know how we do. And so I put this record on, and the first thing that came out the speakers was LL Cool J is hard as hell. I battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. I'm gonna crack shells, double L rocks bells. Oh my God. You know? That might be why he's in my top five, you know? And another reason I'm, you know, impressed with LL is because throughout his whole career, LL never really used cuss words or the N-word all in his rhyme. LL is a Virgo rising with three planets and another... Wait, LL is a Virgo rising and he has three planets in Virgo. LL is actually a Capricorn sun in the fifth house. The fifth house is the Leo house, and out of Leo energy comes actors. Although LL became famous off of rapping, he eventually transitioned into acting. Remember earlier when talking about Rakim, I said Capricorn represents, can be like military, government, structure? Well, LL has played in many movies. But one of his main characters on TV show is a cop, Capricorn. What's your thoughts on LL?
LL. So my first time seeing LL was on Crush Group. And he bust in a studio in the office and just said, box. And Jam Master Jay stood up like he was going to shoot him. Like, we said, ain't no, we ain't taking no more people today.
No more auditions. No more auditions.
He said, box. Yeah. And then, bam, he just started to flow. And I was amazed. Like, his energy probably is the thing that got me. But that beat was cold. And his energy and his lyrics. At that point, I had to have a LL record. I had to have it, and I didn't know where to get it, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, today you could get music anywhere, like hip-hop, you could get it anywhere, you get it on iTunes, Apple. I mean, back then they had record stores, and the record stores wasn't selling a lot of hip-hop back then, you know what I'm saying?
Small section.
So I didn't know where to find this song, this guy. You know what I'm saying? So it took me like a couple months before I was even able to figure out how to get this shit. But once I got it, I listened to it over and over and over and over, memorized it. You know what I'm saying? It was one of the, just like we said, Rakim changed the game. LL changed the game at that point. He became a dude. Because at that point, it was all about Run-DMC. You know what I'm saying? But LL came, and he came out hard. He was a solo artist, and he came out hard, and he dominated the charts for like his next three albums. Like LL was the coldest one
out. I mean, who comes out and names the album "I'm Bad"?
I'm Bad. His hat is like a shark's fin.
I'm glad you brought that song up because I'm a bring the audience in to something really personal right about now. LL was, I loved LL so much that he had in his rhymes, "I'm the pinnacle, that means I reign supreme. I'm notorious, I crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad." And my senior year, I was playing football and I had a shirt and it had pinnacle on it. And I wore that shirt every football game.
When I
stepped on that field, I was ready to reign supreme. You know, I was about to run over somebody, do some damage. You know, mm-hmm. Nobody can rap quite like I can. I tell the muscle bound man to put his face in the sand, man.
And that's the truth. How you say he really didn't cuss a lot. You know, which nobody did back when he came out. That was kind of before the real cussing era. But that's when you show your lyricism, your vocabulary, your mental capacity, is when you can get your point across without all of that cussing and stuff. Mm. You know, and that's what he did. Like, he was one of the most precise lyricist. Like, he'd spit a rhyme, let you know exactly, you know, what he was thinking, how he was feeling. He would paint a picture for you with his words. And that's how, you know, that's why he was one of the best.
Huh. What would you put him? Is he in your top 5, 10?
Not in my top 5. And it kind of, to be in my top 5, it all kind of goes back to body of work. Like, he's just as talented, but like I say, when you start going song for song, at a certain point, LL runs out of songs. So these other guys that are in my top 5 keep going. I would put them in my top 10, though.
All right. Which gets us to the last rapper of the night.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's got to eat too. I appreciate you in advance.